Police and paramilitary forces remain on the streets of Jahangirpuri 2 days after Hindus celebrating a religious festival fought with Muslim residents here. Police are forcing people to stay indoors in the predominantly Muslim neighborhood in northwest Delhi.
Muslims can't even move out of their homes. The police isn't acknowledging what the Hindus did. Why were Hindus carrying swords in a religious procession? Hindu organizations can raise their slogans. We don't have a problem with that. But when we celebrate our festival, do we raise such slogans outside temples?
Phone videos appear to show Hindus carrying swords as they held a procession through the neighborhood on Saturday, and another purportedly shows a Muslim man firing at the procession. Both sides accuse each other of starting the violence.
The Muslims stopped us and asked us to turn back. There is a mosque close by, and when we got there, they started firing and tried to create chaos.
More than 20 people have been arrested in connection to the violence, 16 of them Muslim.
CCTV footage.
We are analyzing CCTV footage and other digital evidence. Based on that, more people were identified. They will also be detained and interrogated.
Delhi police also said they'll take action against anyone found guilty, regardless of their religion, but not everyone believes that. One lawyer has filed a petition with the Supreme Court asking it to oversee an independent investigation into the violence. It's the worst religious tension in the Indian capital in 2 years. In February 2020, fighting between Muslims protesting against the Citizenship Amendment Act, or CAA, and Hindus who supported it, led to the deaths of 53 people, most of them Muslims.
Delhi police role during the anti-CAA 2020 riots has been under the question. The Supreme Court had admonished the Delhi police for their role, for their lackadaisical approach and their failure on their part in preventing the riots.
And that's not the only petition surrounding recent tensions that's been submitted to India's top court.
A Muslim organization called Jamaat Ulama-e-Hind has asked the Supreme Court to stop regional governments from bulldozing the homes of Muslims suspected of violence. That's after 45 were bulldozed in the state of Madhya Pradesh last week following violence between Hindus and Muslims. That also occurred as Hindu groups were leading processions through Muslim neighborhoods. Elizabeth Puranam, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.